Go on, spoil yourself. Listen to Gorgeous Gossip on Radio Gorgeous. Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Gossip on Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
How are you, Donna?
I'm okay, but as you know, we have a sorry little subject to share with our listeners, as it is very close to our hearts, and it's difficult.
It's the Kissy Moo, the office dog, has now passed away. Yeah, I can't even say the word die. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, yeah. So I'm a little bit, I'm still very mixed up about it. You know, like I went for a walk in her favourite park yesterday and I saw a terrier running along and I just burst into tears, you know. But Kissy wasn't well and she was 12.
She wasn't well and she was 12.
So, yeah.
But she was the beating heart of Radio Gorgeous.
Why did you love her so much, Donna?
Because... she wasn't a beauty, but she was a beauty. She had fat patch, and she was stinky and greasy, but she had the biggest heart and mouth. So she was a girl after my own heart, which frequently
she's greedy and loving.
Exactly. She was lusty for life and frequently found inside the dishwasher, licking to her heart's content.
That was the first wash we did. The first rinse was her licking. But she was really fun. And whenever, you know, she'd squeak when she saw you. So she'd Donna would come around and she'd go, and then she'd come upstairs. Whenever Donna was around, Donna, she'd come up and she'd sit with us. And she was just always loyal and always loving and always fun. I mean, someone in the park called her the laughing Border Terrier.
Yeah.
They said she's always got a smile on her face.
Yeah, and I heard her little tilted head. She's the sweetest thing. She couldn't even be mad at the cat.
Yeah, no.
She'd be jealous of any attention she got, but she would never be mean. That's not in Kissy's nature.
No, she really was a very flamboyant, loving, big-hearted, fun character.
If she wore clothes, they'd definitely be floral and patterned and loud, and she'd wear a bikini.
No, she wouldn't look so good in a bikini. She'd have to wear one.
But she'd wear it. And she'd work it.
But Kissy Moo, so what happened in the end was I was walking from my sitting room to the kitchen, and suddenly she rolled over and her eyes rolled and kind of spit came out of her mouth. And then she stood up and she was really, couldn't really stand up. She was kind of three-legged and hobbling around for about a minute or two. So I rang at the vets immediately. They said, get her here now. So I took her and they said, look, there's something wrong with her brain.
Yeah.
There's something in there, you know, maybe she's got, you know, maybe it wasn't a heart attack. It was something to do with, what do you think it was in the brain?
A stroke. A tumor.
Yeah, that was it. So they said, she's too old really to have a brain scan. They said, let's just, you know, just see how she goes these next few weeks. And now I've realised, looking back, they were kind of saying she's going. And then about 10 days later, then she kind of started slowing up. And then she started not wanting to go for walks, which for Kissy Moo, used to follow me around the house till I took her out for a walk every morning. So I knew there was something up. And then she got a very weak bladder and she was weeing everywhere. And then she couldn't go upstairs in the end. And then on about 2 weeks before she died on the Saturday, I'd been out and I walked back in and she made this noise. She went, ah, and I'd never heard that noise before. And it was help me. Aww. It was help me. And I just thought, should I put her down now? I didn't know what to do. My husband was away. My children were away. I was on my own with her. And I just, you know, I didn't have the nerve to do it.
Yeah.
I thought I just couldn't be the one. They all came back and I said, I put down Kissy Moo. Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women, radiogorgeous.com. So I was going away, so she went to her favourite place in the world where she used to spend 2 or 3 months of a year, which is called the Dog Hotel in Dorset, run by Julia, who has never had children, always has 14 dogs staying, is obsessed with horses. So it's like the perfect place. So Kissy went there and I said, I'm afraid Kissy is not well. She's on her last legs. If you put her down, I will support you in every way. So I contacted her on the Friday before I came back. I came back on the Monday and I said, just how's Kissy? She went, oh, well, she's doing quite well. She's in a little crate. She's wandering around her own little, we fenced her in. She's got her own little area. She's still giving other puppies, you know, what for? You know, she's still being a bit of a madam. She's still being Kissy Moo. You know, and I contacted her in the morning. I said, how is she? And they said, well, really strangely, after you contacted her, she took a turn for the worse. Mm. After I'd been in contact. And it was like her permission to die. Mm. And they said, and she really wasn't well that night and in pain. So they gave her this kind of horse tranquilizer. And then the next morning, we got a lovely horse vet who's one of her best friends to come in. Kissy Moo was held on her bed and given an injection. And Kissy Moo always slept on the bed. She was the only dog that stayed that was allowed. And they buried her in the mint patch in Dorset. So I went there about 10 days ago and we laid kind of spring flowers, little wreaths, and we said poems and we wrote and we put little notes, you know, underneath. It's an old boot. And she's underneath the old boot. And Jeff, that runs the place, also said, it does suit her personality.
Yes, it does.
Mm. And so that was closure. But I'm still, in the middle of the night, I'm still like, oh, my God, my darling, darling baby's gone, you know. And it's hard. And it's my first my dog that's gone. You know, had a family pet, but my dog, so.
And 12 years. And she's been in your family. You know, I mean, your son grew up with her.
See, end take of an them, era. End
yeah,
an era.
And yeah. We take them into our lives knowing, you know, full well, you know, that it's not going to be for long. But you just can't imagine it. And then there you are.
No, it's really sad. But then I was on that TV program. I don't know whether you've seen it yet. Normal for Norfolk, episode one. And someone sent me a text and they didn't know that Kissy had died. And they said, looks like you're dragging the dog around. And that was last May. So, you know, she really had slowed up. You know, she really, you know, she was aging quite fast, you know. So, you know, even though it is the saddest thing in the world, she was not happy at the end, you know.
That's true. And it did take an enormous effort for her to get up the stairs to see us.
Yeah, well, in the end, she couldn't go up the stairs, like I said. You know, she stopped using the stairs. She stopped going for walks. And you've just got to respect their wishes. But guess what? She kept eating till the end.
Told you she was my girl.
Four little meals a day. But, you know, she, you know, Kissy Moo's appetite never went, which I thought was interesting.
That'll be us. Can't make it up the stairs, but yeah. Bring the soup.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's just adorable. And we all loved her. Yeah. You know, she's got her own Facebook page. If people want to look it up, it's Kissy Moo Moo. So they can see her. I've taken the photo down now. There was a photo on Radio Gorgeous website and a little tear came in my eye when I kind of closed that down. But as I say, people can see her on Facebook and also there'll be loads of pictures on our podcast so you can have a look.
Exactly. Well, we will miss her. Oh, yeah. Goodbye, Kissy.
Goodbye, Kissy. We love you.
Love you, Kissy. Love you.
Enjoy dog heaven. She'll be eating piles of pig's ears and she'll be rolling in the fox poo and she will be think she's the best huntress in the world and she's actually crap huntress. But in her head, she thought she was brilliant and that's all that matters. We've just got to believe we're brilliant, even if we're not.
Exactly. Very Radio Gorgeous.
RadioGorgeous.com